I'm joined by Omar, who's in the district of Meze in Damascus, where there's been reports of intensive clashes. Omar, can you give us an idea of what's been happening today?
Okay, from yesterday in the midnight, the clashes started in Al-Meze area and Kafr Souse, Nidan, in Qadam area, Kabun area, in Bistan Ad-Dur area, Tadamon, nearly in all Damascus. The most strong clashes were in Kafr Souse, Tanzim Kafr Souse, and Al-Meze. Al-Meze and Kafr Souse, it is a connected ground, if you know what I mean. In Kafr Souse, the clashes were very close to the Prime Minister main building and to the military intelligence buildings. It is very secure area, but now after the explosion that happened around yesterday, we really feel that we are not facing a regime anymore. We are facing some gangs and some murderers who belong to the regime. The situation in Damascus now, all the shops are closed. All the shop, maybe only the bread shop, bread oven, and some grocery shops are still open, so people can take what they want, what they need. There is no too much movement in the street actually. Yesterday, today also in Al Qadsiyah area, there was a massacre in Al Qadsiyah area. It was about 12 persons. They died from a sniper, from Al-Assad militia sniper. And today when they are making the ceremony or to bury them, they were under an attack from a helicopter. There were some wounded persons, but we didn't hear any news about victims.
Omar, have you seen any of the clashes yourself?
We can hear, actually. We can hear, and in some places, and some my friend, because we are in Damascus Revolutionary Council, we have reporters in all over Damascus, and they give us news minute by minute. Some of us are very close to the clashes. I were in very close place to the clashes, and I had to change my place, actually. We can hear all the people in Damascus can hear the crashes around. Now, from 1 hour and now, it is a little bit quiet, but we don't know.
Does it feel very different now in the capital since yesterday's attack?
Yes, it is very different, actually. Now we don't feel that there is a regime. Today, the buildings, the government buildings are empty. The government employees are not, we don't have policemen in the streets. We don't have people in the government building. There's no employee, only a sniper on the high roof, a guard on some buildings in government buildings. There's no movement in the street. The places are empty. In some places, the humanity situation is very bad. In some places, like Bistan Ad-Dur, which is south of Damascus, it is near a place called As-Sina'a. We have more than 15,000 persons immigrate from the neighborhood. They went out from the neighborhood only with their clothes and with their families, because the places is under a heavy attack from a helicopter and airplanes, aircraft. They are shooting everything that moves. Also in some places in Damascus, they cut the street and put some area under a siege. So we can't go inside to give them aid, food aid or health aid. The situation is very, very changed too much, but we feel that it is going to our side. Now the weak side is the government side. You know what I mean?
Why do you feel it's going your way?
Because when I saw in Kafr Souse the tanks very close to the military security intelligence building. It is very secure building. It is the most important intelligence building. And the Free Syrian Army destroyed three tanks around it.
What did they destroy the tanks with?
Tanks.
What did they destroy it with? What weapons were they using?
RPG. they are using RPG.
And they and you saw them destroy three tanks?
Yes, I saw they destroyed three tanks. One of them, it is on Shams, near to Sham Center Mall. It is very close to the security intelligence building. The other one, it is in Kefarsuse Square. But just to give you an idea, Kefarsuse area have more than 8 buildings on a very wide area. It's all a buildings for intelligence, Syrian regime intelligence.
Do the Free Syrian Army control any tanks?
No, actually, they didn't. I didn't saw or hear about if the Syrian Army control any tanks. But I know that they took some. We called it. It's a guarded car, but it's not a tank. Actually, they didn't take control of any tank.
An armored vehicle.
Yes, armed vehicle, exactly.
And what do you think is going to happen over the next few days?
I think the clashes will continue. Now, in some area, the people who take some money from the regime and they already have weapons from the regime, like El Mezze, there is a street in El Mezze called El Mezze 86. This is what it's called. It's all the filled of people that they belong to the regime, and it started some. Not, I can't say clashes, but they went out from their houses and they went down to El Mezze Center and they start to attack people. I feel what I saw today, that we don't have regime, or we don't have a sign that we have a regime. Usually, we have a policeman in the street. The government buildings, there is employee inside. Okay, there is some demonstration, but I can go, I can do paperwork, or I can do take some ID, or I can. I feel that usually we feel that the regime is still here. Yesterday and today, we don't feel that there is a regime anymore.
Does the Free Syrian Army control any neighborhoods in Damascus?
Actually, it's taking control of Al Maidan, Al Qabun, and not a full control of Kfar Susi and Al Mezze.
But they do control Maidan.
Yes, they do control Maidan. There is no any security guy or anybody inside Al Maidan. Okay, I have a phone call. It is for the interview. I can do it and go back to you again.
No, okay. Thank you very much, Omar. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.